Wax, everything that rocks.
Well, hey there, good morning. It's, what is it, 6:35, Brock Hunter. 6:35. What's that video you sent me like forever ago? Some Irish guy talking and he's...
The Pikey talk or something?
Something like that. Oh my God, I was laughing my ass off. I couldn't understand a word he was saying. But
was it just the one guy or was it a bunch of guys yelling at the camera?
It was just the one guy. So maybe it's a different one.
God, man, there's a few of those videos.
Yeah.
They're yelling at the camera and there's a really thick, deep, you know, in the deep of Scotland or whatever they're from. And dude, it's just... What?
Well, that's the thing with foreigners, anybody with an accent, I have a hard time understanding them either way. I just hard of hearing and it makes it really difficult. But like even us here, like me, the more I drink, the more my Wisconsin accent comes out. The A's get longer, the O's get O-ier. And it's the same thing with foreigners too, is you get them drunk and you can't understand a word they're saying. Nothing.
You know, I enjoy a good accent. I'll sit there and, you know, sometimes for me, it's hard to be really engaged in the conversation because that's all I'm hearing.
You're
that's
just
all
enjoying it. It's just like, oh, I love that accent. That's great.
You know, trying to pick it up a little bit. Like, how can I talk like that? That'd be fun.
I can't do any accents, like foreign accents, none of them. At least not well anyways. I can do them offensively, but not well. So that's it. Anyway, let's get to it. Your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, Gavin Rosdale was ready for Bush to rock when they made The Kingdom. Rosdale told Whiplash that while he liked the last album, Black and White and Rainbows, it was, quote, a very bruised record coming after his divorce from Gwen Stefani. This time around, he wanted a record that would fit well into the band's touring. He explains, quote, I wasn't interested in making songs or making a record that I don't expect to be in the set. I didn't want to make some mid-tempo ballads, get that done, get the records out, and then go play the old songs. That's the opposite of what I want. So I think we're in for quite a treat. The last record really wasn't bad, but yeah, you could tell he was going through some stuff with some of the songs and all that. The Kingdom, which is the new album, is due out July 17th. So look out for that. It's going to be good. New Bush on the way. Love it. Love it.
Nice.
All right. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
Like I was telling you, Hunter, before the break, there's nothing really going on. Like I'm going all the way back. 1897, composer Alexander Tansman was born. How about that? I do have something here. This is actually kind of cool.
Always doesn't have to happen in on this day, you know?
Yeah, true. That's true. But
maybe it was just like maybe it was one of those days where like they're like, everybody just chill out today.
Just relax.
You know?
We want to mess with a DJ in 2020 when he's trying to do his bit.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I do actually have something. On this day in 2014, Amazon Prime Music was launched.
Really?
I feel like it's been around longer. I mean, 6 years is a long time. Don't get me wrong, but.
Hey, Amazon, if you're listening, there are a few problems with your music app, just to let you know. And one of them is you can't go back to the home portion of the actual app sometimes. It's like you get stuck in the music player, and you can't get back to the home to choose different music.
Oh.
And you got no button for it, bro. And then you hit back on your button, and it just takes you to your phone's home screen. It's kind of...
I don't have any problem. No, they have a little home button on there.
Not on mine.
I'll have to show you. I've never had any problems with it. I will say, obviously, I love it when people listen to us, but I'm a big fan of... because you pay for it anyways. I pay for Prime, and then you get the music. However, I will say... Their plus, you know, whatever you can buy, that's way too expensive. Isn't it like $14 a month or something like that?
What is it? Because I pay for it. Do I pay for it? Or is there two different levels of it?
There's two different levels. So if you get Amazon Prime, right, for your 2-day shipping and everything like that, you automatically get Amazon Music.
Yes.
But if you do the Amazon Music Plus, that's so you get all the songs, because that'll happen, of course, like if you look like up an artist, that has like one big hit, of course the big hit isn't included in your regular one. I mean, there's thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of songs, but some of them, like the real big hits are like Sammy Kershaw, for example, one of my favorites. I know it's a country guy, whatever. The only songs I can get by him are ones made on an album that he re-recorded when he was older. So it's not the same ones from like the 80s and 90s that he recorded. Mm-hmm. It's older version, so it's not the same. If I want the older ones, I gotta pay the premium price.
So that's what it is. They offer more music.
Exactly. You can get a lot of deep cuts, and pretty much every song that's ever been invented, you can get if you pay for it. But again, like I said, it's like $15 a month, and I ain't doing that. I'll just
Here's a question: if you're paying for it, can you download songs and transfer them to your computer?
No. You can download them to play on your phone if you don't have service. So like you can download them so they're on your phone or off. Yeah, right. Exactly, when you're offline. So you can do that, but no, you don't own the songs.
Until you individually buy the song.
I'm sure you can do. I've never really looked into it just because, again, I do the version that comes along with it. So.
I think that is what it is. Something that's like the only reason you're paying for it.
Yeah.
Is for the rights of it, and then you can do what you want with it.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it's everywhere, man. That's why Jeff Bezos is a trillionaire. Anyway, that's your Rock News and Rock History brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.